With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republicans on Capitol Hill taking aim at police stations they say are being operated in the United States by Chinese Communist Party members under the cover of bureaucratic services. Stations are accused of spying on Americans and harassing Chinese citizens who have fled the communist regime. President Trump and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky speaking by phone earlier today for about 1 hour, one day after Mr. Trump spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, Zelensky says Putin's vow to not target energy infrastructure was way off the mark.
In Helsinki, Volodymyr Zelensky has been reacting to the news of an overnight barrage of drones by Russia across Ukraine. At a news conference with Finnish President Alexander Stubb, Zelensky says, "Today I will have contact with President Donald Trump. We will discuss the details of the next steps with him." Zelensky adds, "One of the most difficult issues in future negotiations with Russia will be the issue of territorial concessions. For us, the red line is the recognition of the Ukrainian temporarily occupied territories as Russian. We will not go for it." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at srnnews.com. In the meantime, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says there will be more talks on ending the war coming up soon.
The president's team of negotiators and national security experts will be heading to Saudi again later this week to continue working on and ironing out the details. But I would just like to emphasize, we have never been this close to peace.
Well, the first day of spring, just hours away, but you'd never know it in parts of the country. Another major storm system affecting millions of people, facing blizzard conditions and a long line of heavy snowstorms everywhere from Kansas up to Wisconsin. This is SRN News. In the United Kingdom, Bible sales are surging.
By every measure, Christianity is in decline all across the UK and has been for most of the 21st century. But somebody wants to read the scriptures. Publishers report that sales of the Bible have risen 87% in the last 5 years, while sales of all other books have gone down. Analysts believe young people, Generation Z in particular, are making most of those Bible purchases, suggesting they have a spiritual hunger and are trying to satisfy it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky lawmakers passing a measure that protects so-called conversion therapy. That measure would eliminate Democratic Governor Andy Beshear's executive order forbidding licensed counselors from helping anyone under 18 to abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The bill would also outlaw the use of Medicaid funds to pay for sex change operations on kids. Beshear denouncing the legislation, but it passed with veto-proof majorities. This is SRN News. Good news for grocery shoppers.
The Department of Agriculture says the wholesale price for a dozen white eggs this week is $4.15, down from $6.85 last week. Prices have now fallen for 3 weeks in a row. For many, egg prices have come to be emblematic of the sky-high prices for everyday commodities faced by American households. Prices soared amid massive government spending under President Biden. Lingering high prices have left many wondering whether and how quickly President Trump's new economic policies may solve the problem. Bob Agner reporting.
Well, as reported, while much of the nation in the upper Midwest is heavy snowstorms right now, it is dust storms and brush fires creating problems in the Southwest. In New Mexico, authorities warning of zero visibility road conditions and adverse health conditions for many because of very heavy blowing dust. More details at srnnews.com.